You enjoy that painting. I thought it was a wonderful painting of by this lady, Alison Stevens, of the crowd moving towards the million, actually, million, moving towards the Jordan River, and Joshua is going to lead them. So we're going to think about the word leader, which begins with the letter L. I've got that bit right anyway. And my mnemonic is listen to the Lord. You see, you might be sitting there thinking, I'm not really a leader. I don't really have leadership responsibilities. But you, as a Christian, you're in a family. You've got a responsibility there. In your street, you need to be encouraging people around things of the Lord. And in your serving in church at any level, you are part of the leadership movement. So we all are called to lead to Jesus. Because Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So we looked at Numbers 27 when Moses is about to, his life is coming to an end, and he goes up into the mountain where the Lord speaks to him, and he says that you're now going to be called to heaven. Your life has come to an end, and you are not going to cross over the Jordan into the promised land. He takes him up on the mountain and shows him this is the promised land. You've brought them here after 40 years, but you're being called home to heaven. And the reason for that is that you rebelled against me. And this is back, there's a situation where they were running out of water in the exile. And God told him to call on the rock, but he hit it with his stick. Which God had not told him, told him to trust. And that's a little bit of disobedience. God says, because of that, you're not actually going to go into the promised land yourself. So therefore, you need to appoint a leader to take over from you. And so really, in his passing over, Moses has to let go. He has to let God, because God has appointing, and say God says about Joshua. And in all of our lives, we have to leave well. You know, if we've been made redundant, and that's happened a number of times in my life, you should still leave well. If you've been, things have happened in the church and you're no longer in the church, leave well. If you're no longer in a school and or a group of people and or a club, leave well. And the thing is to listen to the Lord, because that's what Moses did. He listened to the Lord. So may the Lord God, who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community. So Moses says, look, if you're taking me, and I'm no longer going to be able to lead the people across the Jordan, then appoint somebody to take over. And he says, Moses says, so that the Lord's, says to God, so that the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. So he asks God to put somebody in place so that even if you're taking me, so he's leaving well, isn't he? He's saying, okay, I accept that you know, you have to accept the authority of God. I'm not going to take them across the Jordan, but please appoint somebody in my place so that they will look out for the community. And we're called to look out for our community wherever we are. We need to look out for the people around us and lead them and do our piece to draw them to Christ. So after L, what comes next? E, Oh, you'd win the spelling competition. E. And my E is for empower. Because the Lord, God said, and this was the piece that Anne read, said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun. Have you done it already? Wow, Vera, look at that. Way. That's what you can do if you're nearly five. Bless you. Thank you so much. So that's a picture of Joshua. And the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man whom is the spirit of leadership. So he has a spirit to lead. He has a spirit of leadership. And what does that involve? Well, it means that Joshua is dependent on God. He has a servant heart. And he's full of courage and obedience. And we too are commissioned, as we read at the beginning of the very service. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. You too have authority. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. When he sends out the 70, this is what he says to the disciples and to us. You too have authority. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So we're called, under authority of Jesus, to go out and to have that spirit of leadership where we're dependent on God, we have a servant heart, and we have courage and obedience. After E comes... Oh, good. A, and my A, is for an assignment. Because when we look at the beginning of Joshua chapter 1 that was read to us, after the death of Moses, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, so here's the assignment, here's your job. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. So God is telling him, wherever you go, I am going to be with you, and you will take over this land, wherever you set your foot. And some people use those verses, those words, when they move into a new home and say, Holy Spirit, be in this house. And God says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. So God promises, as he is with us, all the days of our life. He's not going to leave us. If we've committed to Jesus, he's with us. And wherever we go, he will be with us, just as he was with Joshua. And what's that famous phrase? Never leave you or forsake you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And that is repeated. We can find that in Hebrews, for example. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Sometimes we feel that God has wandered away. No, we've wandered away from God. He will never leave us. He is always with us. And that's his promise. So, that is the assignment, the task that Moses gave to Joshua. And the Lord gave to Joshua and appointed him for this assignment. And each one of us has a task, it might be next week, a little thing that we've got to do that God's appointed us, and know that he will be with us all the days of our life, and he won't be forsaking us. After A comes D. Now, if you were doing a business lecture, you would use the D for development, but since I've written this, and I've been thinking about the Lord, it's D for devotion to the God. Because it says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant gave you. So in his instruction to Joshua about going on and taking this assignment, make sure you follow all that I have said. Obey what is written in the Bible. Obey the instructions of Jesus. And then he says, meditate. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. So keep the Bible very near you all the time. Meditate on day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Okay, so meditate as part of the devotion. And there, that famous phrase which occurs three times in the first chapter of Joshua, be strong and courageous. I'm sure sometimes we feel weak and fearful, but we are assured by God that we should be strong and courageous. And I don't know what you've got, I don't know what God's got in plan for you next week, or next month, or next year, but get ready. Be prepared. Have I not commanded you, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. And then he says, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. In 3 days from now, you'll cross the Jordan. Always be ready. Do you know, tomorrow, Jesus might come back. Are you ready? Have you got things in order? What are you called to do at the end of this month? You don't know, but be ready. Get your provisions ready. Get your house in order. Get your account with the Lord short. So the next letter is E. E, in my case, is ensemble, a group of people. And the next part of the book here tells us that there's an account about two of the tribes, well, a tribe and a half tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites, which was the half of the Manasseh tribe, so one and a half tribes, if you like. They've been promised land the other side of the Jordan, so the side that they're at before they cross, right? So they haven't, they don't really have to go across the Jordan because their land is already given to them, and their wives and the cattle and everything is established there. And it says, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. So Joshua says to them, he will give you rest. He's given you this land. But remember that. But you should encourage others. Because it says, you are to help them. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land of Moses gave you, but you, fighting men, you should be ready for battle and must cross over with your fellow Israelites. You are to help others. So we work as a team. Do you see the point of the team ensemble? Because two of the tribes, or one and a half of the tribes, could have stayed there and not bothered. You could stay where you are and not bother to help others. But God has called you to be part of a team, and even you have a leadership responsibility within the team. So you should not be running away from your responsibilities. And this is encouraged in this book of Joshua, where one and a half tribes could have said, oh, well, you carry on, we're all right. But no, Joshua says, come and help, and when we've secured the land, then you can come back to the land that's been promised to you. So if you're still with me, what's the last letter? Okay. Recognition. And then at the end of this chapter, the people respond to, the leaders respond to Joshua. Whatever you commanded us, we'll do. Wherever you go, we'll go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. So they recognize that Joshua is appointed by God for this particular assignment. You are appointed by the Lord for a particular assignment. And you have God's authority to carry out what he set you to do. Isaiah 46, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. So through you, through me, God has an assignment, and he will achieve what he wants to achieve through us. And we have a leadership role. So, here we go. Listen. So listen to the Lord. Empower. Receive from the God the power that to carry out what he set you to do. And he has set you an assignment. Don't forget devotion. Bring your Bible. Bring your prayers. Bring your worship. Be part of a team, ensemble, to work together for what has been assigned you, and recognize the authority of God, because out there, in your workplace, in your school, in your community, or in Whitney and beyond, there are people that don't have the joy that you have of knowing Jesus. And they need to know. And you've given opportunity, maybe next week, to carry out an act of love. And that's your assignment, to help somebody. And then get into a conversation. And then invite them to this church, or a church. And to tell them about the wonderful news that Jesus saves. Bless you all.